Nicholas?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Mr. President.
What'd your wife say the other night when you got home that late? You didn't tell her you'd been with me, did you?
No, I didn't tell her that. I just told her I'd been down to the office.
I thought maybe you'd tell her that I don't want you using me for an excuse when you sit around and talk to these pretty women till 9, 10 o'clock at night and stay away from your wife.
All right.
Are you ready to go?
That's what you want.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Better get your letter over here on your reasons for your successor in the morning and just either do it in longhand or the most trusted stenographer you got. And you got your third man, Gene.
Yes, sir. Oh, good.
And you, I don't want you to discuss it with anybody else. I don't know when it'll come, but it'll come pretty soon. But you got Kohler, the fourth man from Moscow. And what you ought to be thinking about is who in the hell we get the best group that lost $45 million today on foreign aid, just inattention, slovenness. And you ought to really look over this town to get the best. This little McCumber's not bad. He's over there. He did it for Eisenhower and Dulles, and both sides like him. But you ought to bear in mind, as soon as you get your hat on, you see who the doves, who can have some influence with you, Joe Clarkson and Wayne Morse's. Not many with Wayne, but Bill Fulbright's and Mansfield's, and folks of that kind. And damned if I wouldn't spend $4 million on people around that hill like you had Barefoot and Ramsey and yourself and others for three or four bills, rather than take all this whipping that you have to take in front of the Klieg lights.
True enough.
And I'd just be thinking of everybody that you know that that has any adeptness at that, because I think that you're going to have to carry that big load, and I'd sure have me some able lieutenants like you built that Justice Department. And I don't know whether we ought to announce your successor at that time or not, but you think about that too overnight. I haven't ever talked to another human about it but you. I don't want to until I'm be sure. I don't want to have to back up and go some other place. But if your judgment is he's that, I feel awfully comfortable when I call you about an opinion or trading the Enemy Act or what to do about Selma. I just hope I'm going to feel that comfortable about the legal knowledge over there. And I don't want you to leave me without some legal knowledge. I know I got integrity, and I know I got loyalty, and I know I got diligence. I just want to be damn sure I got some lawyers over there. Because you may have to beat both of them. So think about it, and I'll talk to you in the morning, but get your recommendation to me, because I'm going to have to rely on that to protect me.
All right.
I asked you the question, if you were president, who you'd name, and you answered me.
All right.
Okay. Oh.